Listening Library presents Emma and the Blue Genie. This is the author, Cornelia Funke. Chapter 1. The Bottle in the Moonlight. Emma loved the ocean. The house where she and her family lived stood right behind the dunes, and at night you could hear the waves rush over the sand. To Emma, that was the most beautiful lullaby in the world. Her four brothers, however, thought that it sounded like a growling sea monster, and it made them dream of giant octopuses that pulled them out of their beds with wet arms. Brothers are strange. During the day they fight and scuffle, and at night their fear of the dark won't let them sleep. Nearly every night one of Emma's brothers crawled into her bed to hide from sea monsters and octopuses, only to immediately start snoring so noisily that she couldn't hear the rush of the sea anymore. It was on nights like those that Emma put on her bathrobe and snuck out of the house to trudge through the dark and down to the water. The salty wind whispering across the waves, the beach stretching from one end of the night to the other, it all belonged to her alone. It was wonderful. Four brothers can be quite hard work for one girl, so every now and then she really needed a little solitude. The darkness never scared Emma. After all, she had Tristan with her. His legs might have been as short as bratwursts, and his tail might have looked like a twirly noodle, but he also had lots of pointy teeth in his mouth. Sitting on wet sand is not very comfortable, so...